سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل، فريضة من الله، والله عليم حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. The program is being recorded. We are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that are listening over the receivers, may Allah guide me to say the correct words at the correct time. I've recited ayah from Para 10, Surah Tawbah, verse number 60. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained those types, 8 categories of people that are liable to accept zakat. Now, it is very, very important first have the virtues of zakat in front of us. Whatever are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, it is for our benefit. In this world and in the akhirat, we will benefit. Another place of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, that charity increases wealth, and interest-bearing transactions will reduce wealth. The barakah of the wealth will go away. Now, the virtues, first of all, we as Muslims, we know the basic farais of Islam. Iman, believe in Allah, believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the last and final Nabi of Allah. After Iman, the most important pillar is to read Salah. Salah we read every day, 5 times a day. Zakah is once a year. And after a lunar year, you have wealth to the nisab of zakat. Then we have to give. You have to go for Hajj once in a life. We have the means. We fast in the month of Ramzan only. Now, coming back to the topic of zakat, if a person have wealth equivalent to the value of silver, 612.36 grams of silver, or gold, 87.48 grams of gold. Now, the price of gold and silver fluctuates every day. It goes higher every year. Now, today is the 11th of February 2025, and the Islamic date is after, it was 12th of Sha'ban, but after Maghrib becomes 13th of Sha'ban. So tonight is the 13th of Sha'ban, 1446 AH. I went to the ulama websites, and the zakat nisab for today is 11,945 rands or 11,700 rands. But say if you have wealth 11,500 rand or more, or 12,000 rand or more, then you have to pay 2.5% of your excess wealth. Now, one of the simple and very easy ways of calculating our zakat is, we write our debts one side of the page. If you're a businessman, you maybe have more debts. If you're not a businessman, you may be just an ordinary worker or employment or profession, professional, or artisans, you may have some other debts, personal debts. Now generally the businessmen have personal debts and the debts of the business, etc. So whatever debts we have, we write it one side of the page. And then we see how much excess wealth we got. And the businessmen must calculate the stocks they have in the shop. A simple example I'm giving, if a person has stocks to the value of, say, 150,000 rand worth of stock is got, and his debts for the business, it may be 30,000 rand. And his other personal debts may be electricity, water for the house you have to pay. Maybe you have to pay rent for the house. Or you have to pay school fees, madrasa fees for the children. Or some medical expenses came up. That is personal debts. So you write the figure of your personal debts, the debts of the business, and both the debts together, say it comes to about 80 to 90,000 rand. And you got stocks for 150,000 rand. So you give zakat on that 60,000 rand, 2.5%. And you must calculate it on an Islamic month, we as Muslims. Like how fasting the month of Ramzan, different seasons, we get winter, summer. Hajj also different seasons, winter, summer, etc. So our zakat also, whichever Islamic month you want to choose, you can choose. But many people choose the blessed month of Ramadan because the rewards of our ibadat are increased in the month of Ramadan. And even giving charity in the month of Ramadan, it increases. Now, let's see what Allah says in this ayat of the Quran. Who are the recipients of zakat? Zakats are only for the poor, the destitute, the orphans, those appointed to collect them, those whose hearts have to be reconciled for the freedom of slaves, for those in debt, for those that are in the path of Allah, and for the traveler. This is ordained by Allah. Allah is all-knowing, the wise. Now one extra virtues of zakah I will give before explaining the recipients of zakat. Zakah is a means of cleansing our wealth. Sometime while earning our money, we made a doubtful transaction or some contaminated money came. But by giving zakat, Allah will purify our wealth. But obviously that wealth that was earned openly with haram money. For example, someone went in the casino and gambled, or it was disputing the inheritance of the people. He did not discharge the inheritance just and fair, correctly, properly. To usurp the wealth of the orphans, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Whoever devours the wealth of an orphan is putting fire to his bellies. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy that we earn halal money and Allah's knowledge is complete. Allah is pure and Allah only accepts what is pure. Allah don't accept something that is haram. So our earnings also as far as needs to be halal, and we give zakat out of our halal income, inshallah al-aziz. Now, zakat is, one is for the poor. The general explanation of the poor person is a person that not possess the nisab of zakat with him. Current is plus minus 11,500 rand or 12,000 rand, just to round it off. And the little money he has, he's just buying his milk, bread, but just seeing to his basic necessities. He got four or five children, he's battling to pay the school fees, madrasa fees, etc. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy. We can help such types of people. And also the poor person mustn't do anything haram with the money. He must have some basic good qualities. At least they must be reading the 5-time Faraz Salah. At least they must not be going to venues of vice and sin. They must not be going to a cinema, nightclub, casino, or don't have a habit of drinking alcohol or taking drugs. Now those that drink alcohol, don't read namaz, go to the venues of prostitutes and cinema and nightclubs, we cannot give zakat money to these types of people, because they are doing wrong things. They need to make tawbah from their sins and their mistakes and become upright Muslims. The other is the orphans. Those that are 15 years and younger are regarded as an orphan. And those that are 15 years and over, if they can find some employment, then work. But obviously sometime if they are teenagers, they want to study, you can pay for the study fees, etc., whatever it is. And Islamic education should be given preference to secular education. We sponsor somebody to become a hafiz of the Quran, become ulama. And we can make mashura with the ustad and principal of the various hifz classes, darul ulums, madrasas, etc., locally and globally, and see where our zakah money could be used most wisely. We can give it there and start off with the masjid madrasa in our own town, the poor in our own town. Then those that are appointed to collect zakat, they have full-time staff. Certain Muslim countries, I don't know whether there is any proper Muslim countries today, but I'm just giving explanation. If there is, then the governor can appoint somebody to collect the zakat and discharge it correctly, properly. Now, zakat is not a form of tax. What the taxes pay, that is oppression and zulm. And what the government do with the tax money, that is another story, how they abuse it, and there's so much corruption, etc. And they use it for alcohol and use it for music functions and parties and music. So zakat money cannot be used for anything haram. You can't buy pork, you can't buy alcohol with zakat money. It must be only be given to a Muslim. Then today we don't have slavery. Before they should have slavery. And the slaves, to be freed from the slavery, they had to give some money. So a Muslim slave, they used to help him with some money to buy his freedom. But today that law doesn't apply. And وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ, and those that are in the path of Allah and a traveler. Now those that are in the path of Allah, one is our mujahideen, protecting our masjid, madrasas, Masjid al-Aqsa, and Haramain Sharifain, and every masjid, city, country of the world. And wherever the Muslims are being oppressed, and they are trying to protect the homes, the businesses of the Muslims, and they are giving their lives, Allah will reward them if they become martyrs. So, and a person went for Umrah or Hajj, and over there his money got finished. He unexpectedly, he never budgeted maybe for the food or whatever. Now today we have bank card via EFT, people can transfer money to our account. If the money could be transferred to the account, all the better. The second option, you know somebody that is traveling with you, is from your same town. Ask him for a loan, that you know what, I under budgeted for my expenses for Hajj and Umrah, and now I'm running short. Can you lend me $200-$300 or something, 1,000 riyals? We go back home, I'll pay you back. That is the best option. And somebody is in a real financial difficulty at home, back home also, he don't have a business or a very stable income or something, he going to some difficulty, and then quietly we help them with zakat money, we'll be rewarded for it. And then those that are travelers, a person traveling for 78 kilometers or more is a traveler. And today we have few very good vehicles, bus service, train service, etc., where we can come back to at home. And also people have bank cards where money could be transferred to our account. But sometime a person is traveling and he got met up in a massive accident, or the robbers caught him and they stole everything. They took his car, wallet, everything, bank cards, everything away. So those people, during the journey, they incurred severe losses. Maybe they met up in an accident, they need to pay for hospital fees, doctor's fees. And we know the private hospitals, how expensive it is. So we can help them with zakat money and do it sincerely and properly and make mashura with the senior family members. Okay, we know he met up in an accident, he need to pay for the hospital. Okay, this amount is from my side, use it for his medical expenses. And Allah will reward us. And we must not embarrass or insult the poor person in any way. We must always help them. Now we'll do some hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. I got the 40 hadith compilation by Mufti Abdul Hussain from Mufti Abdul Hussain Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. He compiled it. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, la tajlis bayna rajulayni illa bi iznihima. Do not sit between two people except with their permission, mentioned in Abu Dawud. If we go to some function or we come to the masjid, we see two people are sitting and discussing something. Maybe they're discussing something private, they don't want the third person to hear. Now you just go and make yourself sitting in between them is not a good way, unless they give you permission. Sometimes the Jamaat brothers are sitting for mashwara, or the musallis are making mashwara in collecting funds. They've got electricity water account to pay for the masjid. They've got salaries to give for the muazzin and the imams, etc. Now they are discussing that which is a common interest and a common benefit. Then we can't go in. We know they're not discussing something private. But if you see somebody thinking, speaking something private, don't intrude the privacy. And if you really want to speak to them, ask them permission, then you sit next to them. I read another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hujibat an-nar bish-shahawat, hujibat al-jannat bil-maqarib. The fire of Jahannam has been veiled with passion, desires, haram actions. And Jannah has been veiled with hardships and difficulties, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. We are living in the world where we are tempted with immoral women, music functions, etc. May Allah protect our iman and protect us from going towards anything that is not permissible. And Jannah is beautified with little sacrifice and hardship. We come to the masjid, we are making every step we take for Fajr Salah, for all Salah, Isha Salah, Allah give us a reward. We recite Quran, we fast in the month of Ramzan, keep Nafil fast, give charity, do khidmat for somebody, assist the poor, needy, assist the elderly carrying the luggage. All these little good actions will take us to Jannah. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahumma hamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.